Begin the current daf Masechta Bava Basra daf Kuf Tes Vav. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the Gemara introduced a Namorah teaching that will relate back to the Halach of HaMishnah. That is, Rabbi Yechanan said over the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon, that according to biblical law, a father inherits his son, and a woman inherits her son too. And how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says Matos, regarding a woman that inherits from two tribes, which the Gemara in the previous stuff explained, how is that possible? If her father's from one tribe and her mother's from a different tribe and there is no sons, it's only her, she inherits from both. And it's therefore in the same word encapsulating both the inheritance of one, the mother's tribe and the father's tribe, which the Torah is comparing the tribe of the mother to the tribe of the father, which tells us that just like by the father inherits his son when he dies, so to the mother, when her child dies, the mother inherits her child. That was the teaching that Rabbi Yechanan said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. That's why Gemara continues on the current daf. So, Eisevei Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. So, Rabbi Yechanan then asked a question on the teaching that he said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon from the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to explicitly contradict this. The Mishnah says one of the categories were Ha'isha es bena, a woman regarding her son, Va'isha es baila, a woman regarding her husband, Va'achi ha'em, and the brothers of the mother. The halacha is manchilin v'loy noichlin. They bequeath to those individuals that they're related to. The mother, when she dies, she bequeaths to her son. When the woman dies, she bequeaths to her husband. When the uncles die, they bequeath to their nephews. But they do not inherit. So one of the cases is, a woman does not inherit her son. Now, Rashbam points out that really the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, could have asked from an earlier category of the Mishnah, which says, Ha'ish es imai, a man regarding his mother, he inherits from her but does not bequeath to her. So you see that obviously the mother does not inherit her son. It's just that Rabbi Yechanan wanted to ask better from an explicit halacha from the Seif, which says explicitly that the woman regarding her son is only mancheles, only bequeathed, but is v'loy necheles, but does not inherit. So therefore it's a direct question to this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon that says that a woman does inherit her son. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon responded to Rabbi Yechanan, Mishnah seinu eini yideh mishana. Our Mishnah, I don't know who taught it. In other words, it's not a primary halacha because the Mishnah itself is self-contradictory, as the Gemara later on is going to ask and say that the Tanav Mishnah, Maman of Shach, either way you look at it, it's hard to understand what is the opinion of the Tanav Mishnah. So therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon held, since the Tanav Mishnah seems to be contradictory, and we know that there is a drasha that compares, as we said on Daf Kofi Rav and Aleph, which was this halacha that we taught in the previous daf from Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon, that the Torah compares the tribe of the mother to the tribe of the father, which we know that it taught us that we have the son comes before the daughter in regards to the inheritance of the mother. So too said Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon, so therefore we should compare that the same thing goes, implying that just like the father inherits the son, so too the mother inherits the son. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon responded and says, I don't know who taught our Mishnah, I don't understand the Tanav Mishnah, and therefore I say that the halacha is that a mother does inherit her son because we compare it to the Matei Av. Now that asked the Gemara, but why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon have to respond by saying, I don't know who taught the Tanav Mishnah, because it seems to be self-contradictory as we'll explain shortly. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon just respond to Rabbi Yechanan's question and say, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzavi, I didn't paskin like our Mishnah because it's going like an individual Tana. Who's that like? It's Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. To late Darish that he does not expound this Hekish of Matis, which is the basis for Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon's halacha that is based on that Hekish. Because as we brought in Kofi Rav and Aleph, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav holds that the son and the daughter are equal in regards to their rights to inheritance of the mother, because he does not hold to this hekish of comparing the mother's tribe to the father's tribe, and just like by the father's death, the son comes before the daughter, so too by the mother's death. So why didn't he just say, oh, I didn't pass it like our Mishnah because it was Zechariah ben Akatzav? Why is he saying, I don't know who taught it, it's fatally flawed? So that the Gemara answer is no. Leimet tukma masni in krib Zechariah ben Akatzav. Our Mishnah cannot be established and explained like the opinion of Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, because to the contrary, we could actually understand from our Mishnah that the Tanav Mishnah held that the son does come before the daughter even by the mother's death, which is not like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. Because the Tanav you learned in one of the categories of our Mishnah was the Bnei Achis, the sons of the sisters of the uncles. The halacha is that Neichlim ein Machilin, that they inherit from their uncles, but they do not bequeath it to them. Now, but Tanu learned the Braisa that elaborates on the Halach of HaMishnah that said that the Tanu of HaMishnah specifically said, B'nei Achis, the sons of the sisters, v'lebenois oches, but not the daughters of the sisters. Now, this brisa is only coming to, it's not coming to contradict the Mishnah, but rather coming to explain and add on and to say that our Mishnah specifically picked only b'nei oches. Now, v'mina l'may helcha. So we said, for what halacha is this brisa explaining our Mishnah that's saying that specifically regarding only the sons of the sisters and not the daughters of the sisters? And v'am Rav Sheshes, he said, it's l'kadeim. Meaning, of course, the daughters of the sisters do inherit. But it's saying that if there are sons, then the sons are the ones who inherit their uncles and not the daughters, as long as there are sons. And the reason for that is because the sons, they're coming to inherit their uncles through the strength of their mother, who is those uncles' sisters. As the Pasuk says, ve'imin loy achim, if there are no brothers, which the Gemara later on darshins, that says, if ein loy with a yud, which tells you ayin alav, gotta analyze. What do you mean when there's no siblings? You check, do you see that, do the brothers have sons? Then the sons take the place of those siblings. So just like the Pasuk, there's toma brothers, the same thing applies to the sons of sisters, who then the sons take the place of the sisters. So it's like that their mother took possession of it, and there the children are coming to take possession of what their mother should have the rights to. And therefore, we see that from the Tan of our Mishnah, that the sons come before the daughters in the mother's assets. Now, but if you would entertain to say that the Mishnah of Mishnah is Zechariah ben Akatziv, but he said, he says that they're both equal, and then you wouldn't be able to say that it says specifically B'nei Achayas and not B'nois Achayas, because it's not true. According to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatziv, they should be the same. Why would we say B'nei and not B'nois, which, like Rav Sheshes explained, means that the sons come before the daughters? According to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatziv, they should not come before. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda Ben Shimon did not explain to say, oh, I didn't pass on like our Mishnah because Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatziv. Rather, he said, I don't know who it is because it's not like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatziv either. Now, actually, the Gemara asked the question, which Rabbi Ram had explained was the basis why Rabbi Yehuda Ben Shimon did not pass on like our Mishnah. But the Tana didan memanavshach. How do we understand the Tana of our Mishnah? What is his understanding where he's seemingly holding two contradictory concepts? He holds, as we just established, that the son comes before the daughter in the mother's properties, as we learned, not just this case of B'nei Achayis, but we said that ha'ish es imoy, that a man inherits his mother, which tells us not the daughter inheriting her mother, which of course we learn the daughter inherits the mother, but meaning from like the hekesh of matis, which we compare, that just like the son comes before the daughter regarding the father's estate, so too the son comes before the sister by the mother's estate. So we see that the woman does not go ahead and in other words, that the son comes before the sister. Yet at the same time, he also holds, as we established before, that the woman does not inherit her child. Meaning, and for that, the Tanav Mishnah does not expound the Hekesh of Matos. So Mamanavshach, how do you go ahead and do this? How are you making a halfway Hekesh? The halacha is you cannot make a halfway Hekesh. As the Gemara explained, if the Tanav Mishnah expounds this hekesh of matis, which is a plural word that's in the singular word encompassing two ideas, that of the two tribes of this daughter who's inheriting from our father and her mother, which tells us that the mother is the same as the father, so then isha nami tirish es bina. So then the Tanav Mishnah should also hold that a mother could inherit from her child. Why does the Tanav Mishnah say that she only bequeaths to her child but does not inherit? What do you mean? Just like a father inherits the child, so then we compare the mother to the father, she should also inherit her child. And Eloi Darish Matis, and therefore if you're going to say that the Tanav Mishnah does not expound Matis, no, it does not equate the mother to the father. So then Ben the Kurim Labas Benichsa'im Benoli, but then how do you know this other halacha, which is implicit from two places in our Mishnah, that the son comes before the daughter in the mother's property? Where do you know that from? That's only from the Hekesh of Matis, and you're saying that the Tanav Mishnah obviously does not hold it at Drasha. So that answers the Gemara, it's not a difficulty. And therefore there's that the question of Rabbi Yechanan would still be valid in according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon's statement, because the Tanav Mishnah would make sense and would contradict his halacha. That La'olam Darish Matis, the Tanav Mishnah actually does expound the Hekesh of Matis, which therefore that tells us that the son comes before the daughter in the mother's estate, just like comes before the sister by the father's property. But Vishani Hacha, here it's different. In other words, we do not expound this hekesh to say that the mother inherits the son just like a father inherits the son, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Memidbar, v'chol bas yireshes nachla, and every daughter inherits an estate. Now, it could have said, v'chol bas nachla, and every daughter in regard to the inheritance. Why does it say Yereshes, that she inherits the inheritance? To say specifically that Yereshes, she only can inherit from these two tribes, which was, like we said, the word Matis includes two tribes. But Ve'ena Mereshes, but she does not bequeath to two tribes. In other words, if she dies, and so too if any child dies, it only goes to one of her parents, which is to the father, but it does not go to the mother. That's where we learn, for according to the Talmud of our Mishnah, that it doesn't go to the mother, it only goes to the father, and therefore that would be a refutation of Rebbe Shimon's halacha that he said that a mother does inherit. From the Talmud of our Mishnah, we see that although he does hold the Hekesh, but still he does not hold that the mother will inherit a child, because it's explicitly excluded from this Pasuk Bamidbar that only when the child dies, in this case talking about a daughter, it only goes to one of her parents, meaning the father, and not to the mother. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme of this parak regarding the halachas of inheritance. So says the Mishnah, Seder Nechalas Kachu, the order, the hierarchy, the procession of inheritance goes as follows. The Pasuk Bamidbar says, Ish kiyamus uven enloi, a man, if he will die, and he does not have a son, which obviously implicit that the son does come first, but if there's no son, then vavartim es nachlos labita, then you'll pass on his inheritance to his daughter. So it says the Mishnah, what this teaches us is that ben kaim labas, that the son comes before the daughter, which is, let's say, Reuven comes before his sister Dina to inherit his father Yaakov. Now, so too says the Mishnah, an added element. Kol yoytze yereche shel ben, and even any descendant from this son, meaning of Reuven, if Reuven died, kaim labas, they all come before the daughter, meaning before his sister Dina, to inherit his father Yaakov. So for example, if let's say we're taking the paradigm of the Yaakov and the 12 Shvatim and their children and grandchildren. So for example, let's say Reuven passes away. His son Chanoich comes before Dina to inherit his grandfather Yaakov. So too, the son of Chanoich and his grandson, up until 1,000 generations, they all come before Dina. Now the Gemara will explain the reason for this is because when it says Reuven ein loy, with the word ein is spelled with a yud, which tells us ayin alav, analyze. What do you mean he has no son? Does the son have a son or a grandson or a great-grandson? Anyone of that is included in the son comes before anyone else, even including the sister. Now, continues the Mishnah. Bas kademis la'achen. The daughter comes before the brothers of the one who passed away. Now, moreover, as Rashbam adds, as we'll see shortly, that even if there's a father to the one who passed away, she comes before him too. And moreover, adds on the Mishnah, Yitzi Reichu Shal Bas Kodem Es La'achman. Even any descendants of this daughter, they all come before the brother of the one who passed away. Now, continues the Mishnah. Let's say there's no son, there is no daughter, and they don't have any descendants. Then Achin Kodem La'achi Ab. The brothers of the one who passed away come before the brothers of the father. Now, moreover, if let's say they have sisters, so they come before the sisters. Now, so too, if there's no brothers, then it goes to the sisters. And even if, let's say, there's no brothers or sisters, but Yetzi Yerechen Shal Achen, the descendants of the brothers, and if there is none of that, then it's all the descendants of the sisters, Koim La'ache Av, they come before the brothers of the father, meaning the uncle of the one who passed away. Says the Mishnah Zehakal, this is the general rule. Kol HaKoyde Menachla, anyone that's in the hierarchy earlier on in the chain of the inheritance, and that person passes away, still Yitzi Yerecha Koidman, all the descendants that come out from him, they take his place to inherit that inheritance. And none of the other relatives of the one who passed away inherit him, even though they're closer really to the one who passed away more than these descendants, it doesn't make a difference. The descendants take the place of the one who's closer on in that line, and they take his place. Now concludes the Mishnah, but Va'av Koidim, the father comes first to inherit his son or his daughter that passed away. L'chol Yitzi Yerechai, before all those who are his descendants, meaning that would be excluding the brothers of the one who passed away, which are descendants of the father, which we already taught this in the beginning of the parak from the word Vavarta, which is that the father comes before the brothers. Now, explicitly, the Mishnah is telling us that he comes before Yitzi Yerechai, before his descendants. But if it's before the descendants of his children, meaning of his son, meaning the one who passed away, his own Yitzi Yerechai, that they come before anyone else. In other words, the son and his Yitzi Yerechai, meaning of the one who passed away, and the daughter, they come before the father, the one who passed away. But after them, after the children of the one that passed away, if there is no children, then anyone else, the father is first because they're all descendants from him. He comes before all the rest of them. So it goes son, his descendants, daughter, her descendants, then father, and then his descendants, which then goes to the brothers of the one that passed away, and so on. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates on this halacha. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk said, Uven ein loy. So it talks about a ben. Says the brisa, ein loy el ben. I would only know that who comes first to inherit the one who passed away is the son of the one who passed away. But ben ha-ben, the son of the son, oy bas ha-ben, or the daughter of the son, meaning when there is no son of the son. So there's no grandson, there's only a granddaughter. Oy ben bas ha-ben, or the son of the daughter of the son, meaning a great-grandson. Minayin, from where do we know that the halacha would be that he also takes the place of the son? Now the same thing would apply to the daughter of the daughter of the son, but Rashbam says it just picked an easier wording, but to say the daughter of the daughter two times in a row, it's not such an easy terminology. But it's talking about anyone that's coming from the son, whether it's going to be the son's son, or the son's son's son, or the son's daughter's son, either way, but it's coming from the son. How do you know that they take the place of the son to be the first in line to inherit the one who passed away? Tamalema, so the Pasuk teaches, says, Uven ein loy, says, and there is no son, which tells us ayin olav, to analyze him, meaning the one who passed away, check if he really has a son, or anyone that comes to take the place of the son, which is any descendant of the son. Now, how do we see this word ayin olav, but an ayin, is because there's an extra yud that we're darshaning, which we're expounding, because it could have said, Uven ein loy, just with aleph and nun, without a yud. As we find other places in the Torah, like it says, May in Bilam, that he refused, which is without the Yud over there, as the Gemara explains the Kedushin, as we find Babi Yatzachinim in Kasav, which teaches us this idea that analyze and check. If he has any descendants, they all take his place. Then the Pasuk says, if there's no son, then you give it to the Bas. Says the Braisa, Inli Elabas, I would only know that the second in line is the daughter. Bas habas, the daughter of the daughter, uven habas, or the son of the daughter, uvas ben habas minayin, or the daughter of the son of the daughter. How do you know all these take the place of the daughter? Tamalayma Ainlay, it says that if he doesn't have, which tells us again, I in the love, you got to analyze regarding the one who passed away, that if that is person is included in the daughter, so since this is a descendant, so that's what we know as the fetus is like the thigh of the mother, meaning to say the descendants are like part of that person, and therefore they all take the place of the daughter if the descendants of the daughter. Now, continues the Braisa as they continue to Amud Beis, where the question then becomes, just like we say this terminology of if there is not, that we do that lower down, we go down to descendants. So too, the same idea would be when there's no brothers and there's no, as the pasuk continues, and you keep on going and searching, same thing goes upwards, which is if there's no descendants going downward, so then you go upwards regarding the inheritors of the father going upwards. On that, ask the Braisa, HaKetzad. So how is that? How do you find in every situation this concept of Ayin Olav to then, okay, let's do a real search, genealogical search, and find where is the closest relative? Explains the Braisa. Nachla mimashmeshes vaylechas ad Reuven. The inheritance search continues going upwards up until Reuven, which is one of the 12 tribes which started off the Jewish people. In other words, if this individual has no father, has no brother, has no nephew, meaning doesn't have a son of his brother or a sister or a son of a sister, and neither do they have any grandchildren going all the way down, neither does he have his father's father or his father's brother, or neither his father's brother's kid, or his father's sister, or his father's sister's kid. So what you do is you keep on searching downward and upward regarding all the relatives on his paternal side, all the way up until you reach the Shevet, meaning the first of the 12 children of Yaakov, which was Reuven. What that comes to tell us is, in other words, but you never at any point in time give it to the maternal relationship, to the relatives of the mother. Because you continue searching, you check the father's father's father. And if there is no father's father's father, not him or his children around, and neither does his great-grandfather have any grandchildren, so you check after the father's 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 father, or him or all his descendants, which that would be the great-granduncle, meaning the uncle of his father's father, or the children of his father's father's uncle. In other words, but regarding to the concept is, is that the fathers always come before the father's brothers. As the Gemara says later on, if you have the father's father and you have the father's brother, for example, as you would have in the biblical story of Avram and Yishmael regarding the estate of Esav, which Yishmael is the uncle and Avram is the grandfather, Avram Avinu comes first. And so too, you continue checking up all the way up until Reuven, which is you go to the father's father first, or him or his children. And if not, then you check afterwards by the brothers, which that would be the brothers of the father's father, or him or his children. And if not, then you go then to the sisters, or to her children, which are the sisters of the father's father. And if not, then you go even a generation higher up. And you always check by the father, and then by the brothers of that individual, and then by the sisters, and so too, all the way up until Reuven. So Rashbam gives an example. He says, for example, you have the first one of the 12 Shvatim was Reuven. His sons were Chanoch and Phalli. The sons of Phalli was Eliav. The son of Eliav was Nemuel and Dasan. So let's say the son of Nemuel dies without any children. So his father Nemuel inherits him. Now if Nemuel is not alive, so then his brothers, meaning the sons of Nemuel, which are the sons of Nemuel, they inherit him. Now, if there's no brothers, so then you give his inheritance to his father's brothers, which is Dasan, his uncle, either him or his children. Let's say Dasan dies, so then you give it to Eliav, which is the grandfather of the one that passed away. Or you give it to the brothers of Eliav, or you give it to the sister of Eliav, which is to them and to their children or to their grandchildren. Now, let's say Eliav dies without any brothers or without any brother's kids. So then you go one generation higher to follow his father. Now, if he dies, so then you give it to Chanoch, Chetzer, Necharmi, or to their sons, which they are the sons of the brothers of the father's father, of the one that passed away. Now, if one does this, it's not possible that they wouldn't find one person in the whole tribe that's fit to inherit, as the Gemara will shortly explain, because we never have a tribe that's totally annihilated. So the general rule is that the father of the one who passed away comes before the brother of the one who passed away. As we said in the Mishnah, that he comes before all Yotzi Yerecha, including his sons. Now, so too, the grandfather of the one who passed away is before the uncle, meaning the father's brother of the one who passed away. But the brother of the one who passed away is before the grandfather of the one who passed away. And so too, the brother of the father of the one who passed away comes before the great-grandfather of the one who passed away, as the Gemara will explain on the coming daf by these questions of Rambam bar Chama, which is regarding these generations, you go generation by generation, but the father comes before the brother, which comes before the sister, and then if you don't find any of them and on their descendants, then you go one generation higher. Now, the Gemara asks a question that says, why did the Braisa explain that you continue searching up until Reuven, Velema ad Yaakov? Why didn't you just take it back to the source of the Jewish people, take it back till Yaakov? Meaning that if Reuven passed away, and him and all his children, then you go after Yaakov. And if Yaakov is not alive, then you go to Shimon and Levi, the brothers, who they inherit their brother Reuven, which that would be, in the case that was given by the Rashbam, the brothers of the father's father, father's father. So on that, says the Gemara, that Amar Abaya, he says that if that would be the case, then it would come out, if you don't find anyone, the whole tribe of Reuven, that one of the tribes of the Jewish people was totally wiped out. And says Abaya, Gemi, we have a tradition to like color shifta, that there's never going to be a time that entire tribe will be wiped out. And proof of this is from Sefer Malachi in Parag Gimel, where it says, Kenei Hashem Lishanisi, I am Hashem, I do not change, Ve'atim Bnei Yaakov Lechalisim. And you, the children of Yaakov, I will never wipe out, meaning none of the children will ever be wiped out. And this that it picks Reuven, it's not necessarily, it's just because he's from the first of the 12 tribes, that's why he was picked. Now the Gemara goes back to the topic of Amishnah and says, Amrav Huna Marav. He says, call any judge, Ha'imr, that says in Paskins the Din, that Tirish Bas, that the daughter of the one who passed away should inherit in Bas HaBen, with the daughter of the son who passed away, from a Kavu Chayma, as will later on be explained, because that's what we're explaining in the Halacha of Amishnah regarding this hierarchy, regarding son first and all his descendants, daughter first and all her descendants, and moving on. So if someone would entertain to say that, okay, when there is no son, but the son has a daughter who's still alive, which we said that the daughter of the son inherits, but if a granddaughter is inheriting, One would entertain to say, as the Gemara is going to explain based on the Kal Vachomer, that the daughter of the one who passed away should inherit with the granddaughter too, because she's a woman, she's inheriting, for sure, although the daughter doesn't inherit when there's a son, but the son's not around, it's just his daughter, for sure she'd inherit with her. Says the Gemara, says Rav, then Afila, then even if that judge was a Nasi Shabi Yisrael, the prince of the Jewish people, which everyone goes and paskins like him, Ein Shaymeloi, we do not listen to him. She'enan Ella Maisa Tzedukin, because that's only the acts of the Tzedukin, as the Gemara will later on explain, that, I mean, and this was only said to strengthen the Taina, just like some, like we have in Masechet Menachos, that even if Eliyahu comes and tells you, we wouldn't listen to him. So we're saying the same thing over here. Even if it's a Nasei B'Yisrael, we don't listen because this is an act of the Tzedukim. What does this mean? Because the time that we learn the Braisa, which is the Braisa known as Megillas Tainus, which are all the different days which are mentioned that we are not allowed to fast because they're like these minor type of holidays. So in the Braisa, there is talking about the month of Tevis, and it says, Ba'arba v'Ester Metevis, on the 24th of Tevis, Tavna l'dinana. We went back to our original law, which is that the Tzedukim admitted to us and agreed to us. With regards to what? So Tzedukin Imrim, because the Tzedukim used to say, Tirish Habas im Bas HaBen. They made this actual argument. They said that the daughter, at least let her inherit together with the son's daughter, with the granddaughter. Meaning, however, they did agree that if there's a grandson, they admit that, of course, that the daughter does not inherit, because that's still a male. But what they did argue was regarding if there's a granddaughter, then for sure let the daughter inherit with her too. Now, who are these tzedukim? So there were these two individuals, Tzaddik and Baisis, that were the students of Antignus Eseiche, who was mentioned in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, from the earlier of the Messiah of the Jewish people, who taught to their students what they had learned from Antignus, which his Mishnah is quoted in Masechet Avos, about Tiyu Kavadim Mishamshin, don't be like servants who serve their master to try to get something out of it, rather like those who don't. Now, the students made an error, and they thought what it meant to say was that actually serve and you won't get reward. And they said, what, some ridiculous like that? What, we should work and not get anything out of it? Must be all the words of the sages are like this too. They made an error, because that was actually an incorrect understanding of it, and therefore they threw over the yoke of any interpretation of the rabbis, and they just learned the Torah based on a literal translation of what their understanding was. Now the Tzedukim were this group based on their rabbi Tzaddik, from their teacher Tzaddik, and by Susim were based on their teacher Baisus, as is brought this in Avos Reb Nosson in the fifth parak. So this was their claim, let the daughter inherit together with the granddaughter. So Nitfalehen Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh, Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh went and addressed them. And Omlam, he said to them, Shaitim minayin zelechem, fools, where do you get this from? Now, Belahaya Adam Shechzir Dabin, no one had the audacity to respond to Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh. Chutz Mezakeh Nechad, except for one elderly individual, Shem Mefatfet Kenegdev Oimer, who was spluttering and responding with audacity to the great sage Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh. And he said the following Kal Vachomer, he said, Uma bas benoy. He said, wait a second. If the daughter of the son, Habo Mikoyich Benoy Tirishano, this granddaughter, her whole claim to inheriting this one who passed away is only from the son of the one who passed away. And still she inherits it. So Bitoy Habo Mikoychoy Loikoshkin. So the daughter who comes from the strength, who is she inheriting? From the one who passed away himself. Isn't it a Kal Vachomer that for sure if a granddaughter inherits, who's coming from inheriting the rights of the son, which is not even the one that passed away, gets to inherit. So for sure, the daughter who's coming from the rights of the one who passed away, for sure should inherit. So Karol Abbas HaMikra says, Rabbi Yechim and Zak responded to him regarding with this Pasuk in Bereishis. The Pasuk says as follows, Eile b'nei Seir HaChayri, these were the sons of Seir the Chayri, which was from the divinations that inhabited Eretz Canaan. Yeshvi HaAretz, those who inhabited and dwelled in the land, which were Leiten, V'Shoivel, V'Tzivin, V'Ana. These are the individuals that are the sons of Seir HaChayri. Now, we learn from this Pasuk, as the Gemara will shortly explain, that although Ana, who was mentioned last year in the Pasuk, is actually the son of Tzivin, who was mentioned earlier in that Pasuk, as we'll prove that in the next Pasuk, and yet he's called Ben Seir, the son of Seir, and also, it also calls him from Yeshvi HaAretz, in other words, that Ana inherited Eretz Seir from his grandfather. So it comes out that the grandsons inherit the inheritance of their father like the sons themselves, which that's why Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh is saying the same thing applies to the son of the daughter of the son. And that's why actually the daughter does not inherit with the granddaughter, just like she does not inherit with the son, because actually, as we're going to see from this pasuk, we're mentioning a grandson inheriting the same as a son. So we see this idea that a grandchild who takes the place of the parent is the one takes precedence over the siblings, meaning of any daughters. So therefore, yes, a granddaughter comes before a daughter, because Iksiv, Pasuk later on says that Elu b'nei Tzivon v'Aya v'Ana. These are the sons of Tzivon, are Aya and Ana. So obviously we see that Ana is actually the son of Tzivon, yet earlier the Pasuk called him his brother. Ela Malamed, so rather comes to teach you, Shabbat Tzivon al Imai, that Tzivon actually cohabited with his mother, v'hoilad Ana, and gave birth to Ana, so it comes out that he was his brother, because they both were sons of this mother, but it was also his son, because he cohabited and had a child from his mother. Now, Rashbam addresses and says, don't say that it actually, that he was the son of Tzivon. So why does the early apostle call him Ben Seir? Not because he was the brother of Tzivon. Rather, it's coming to teach us that the Bnei Banim, the grandsons, are like Banim. So that's why it says, but really, it wasn't really his brother. And that says Rashbam, no, because then it should not have written by Tzivon more than Aye, that it says Tzivon and Ana. Rather, from the fact that it says that Tzivon and Ana, obviously it's coming to say that they are actually brothers. However, what the Gemara is proving, what the Birchim Zak was explaining, was from the fact that it calls Ana Yoshvi Ha'aretz. So we hear from there that the sons of the sons are the same like the sons for inheritance, and that's why it's calling him like almost like his like the son of Seir HaChayri, where although he was not a son, he was a grandson. But it's saying it because it's showing you that whoever's inheriting, which is coming from the son, is even if you're a grandson, will take the place of the son, and therefore just like a son is before the sister, a grandchild is also before the sister. Now the Gemara asks a clarifying question: V'dimatrei anaha. How do you know that there was a Tzivon was Baal Imai, and therefore he had a child Anah who was also his brother? Maybe that he had a brother Anah and he had a child Anah. Maybe there were two different Anahs. So that Amar Rabba, he says, Amina Milsi says, I'm going to tell you a teaching that Lo Amr Shavar Malka, that even King Shapur didn't say. Uman, and who is that? Shmuel, it's referring to Shmuel. In other words, since the halacha always followed like Shmuel Bedinim, but regarding monetary law, so he was called Shvar Malka, who was the name of the king of Persia, who was known to be notable in the, who has the strength of monetary law. So he says, and even Shmuel didn't say what I'm about to say. Or Ikudami, actually, those that say there was Amr Papa, it was Papa who said, Amina Milsid lo Amr Shvar Malka, I'm going to say something that even King Shapur didn't say. Uman, and who is that? It's Rabbah, because Rabbah is also called, in some level, Shvar Malka, because the halacha also always followed Rabbah, except for three areas that we mentioned on the previous Daf Kofi, the Alam Abayz, for Sada, Inyan, and Mechza, where then the halacha is like Rav Yisiv, but everywhere else the halacha is like Rabbah. So, and that says Papa, I'm going to tell you something that even Rabbah didn't say. And I'll prove to you that it's the same one, because Amakra, the Pasuk says over there, Hu Ana. What do you mean, Hu Ana? Hu Ana, Dimikara, he's the same Ana from before. In other words, the same one that we mentioned was his brother is the same one that we're mentioning as his son. How is that possible? Because Tzivon was Baal Imai, and that's how he had this son, who's also his brother. So therefore, that was Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Zakkai's response to them. It says, you see from this Pasuk that a grandson, as we prove from the other Pasuk, that he's really Tzivon's son, which makes him the grandson of Seir HaChayri, yet is mentioned in the Pasuk of Yerusha as a son by the Yeshvi Aretz, and therefore you see that a grandson takes the place before a sister of the one who passed away, because he takes the place as a son. Now, Amalei, so regarding that elderly man responded to Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai and says, Rabbi, my teacher, b'kachata patreini, with that you're going to send me away? What do you mean? I also agree to you that a son's son inherits his grandfather, even if he has his aunt, the sister, the daughter, still alive. But our point was, regarding the granddaughter, who that's where we say that then the sister, her aunt, the daughter should be allowed to inherit with her because she's a girl and she's also a woman, so therefore it should be the same thing. You didn't respond to us. You only bring a Raif Ma'ana, who's a grandson. We're talking about a granddaughter. So Malay, Sanad Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai said to him, Shaita fool, as we continue the top of Kofta Zayin Min Aleph, V'loitehe Torah Shleimah Shalanu, let not our complete and whole Torah be Kesicha B'teila Shalachem, like your idle chatter that is yours. In other words, okay, I'm not going to have to now just push you away easily. In other words, originally, he didn't really want to tell him the real reason why these tzedukim are totally mistaken. Because actually, it's forbidden to reveal to them the secrets and the reasons of the Torah. But now that he's forcing him, because he's saying it's not exactly, he says, your kal v'chaymer that you're making up from your baich, from your stomach, has a question, a fatal flaw with it, and I'll show you why you're incorrect in trying to say that the granddaughter should have to share the inheritance with her aunt, the daughter, the one that passed away. Because malabas benai, because in regards to this daughter of the son, She has a very strong strength and inheritance, even in the place of when the brothers, meaning her uncles, are alive. Because the daughter of the son inherits in place of her father, for example, as we'll see later on regarding the daughters of Tzlavchad, who inherit from the Nichsei Chefer, who is their grandfather, with the sons of Chefer, their uncles, as the Pasuk says, Nosn title machuzes nachle betoich achi avin. The granddaughters, the daughters of Tzlavchad, they inherited with their uncles from when their grandfather passed away. So Taima Babita, he says, how are you going to compare them to a daughter of the one who passed away, meaning their aunt, Shahira Kaicha b'makam achen, who she doesn't have strength in regards to inheritance, in regards to her brothers. In other words, just like she does not inherit with her brothers when her father passed away, so too, Sajabiyachim Mezakeh, she does not inherit with her brothers' daughters, because that's what you see from B'nai Tzlavchad, who they inherited the property of their grandfather Chefer, and we don't, meaning that the sons of Chefer did not take all the properties of Chefer, but the daughters of Chefer, their aunt, did not take anything. So it comes out, Sajabiyachim Mezakeh, that the daughter of the son comes before even the daughter herself, meaning their aunt, which is B'nai Tzlavchad, come before the B'nai of Chefer. Says Gemara, V'nitzchum, and the Jewish people, meaning those who are Haredim, those who follow the Torah, Teish HaBapeh, conquered the Tzedukim, and that's what the Braisa was saying, Megillas Tainus V'Isa Yom, and that day, meaning the 24th of Tevis, when they conquered them, Asu Yomtim, they made that into Yomtim, and therefore that's what our Gemara is saying, that whoever says that a daughter should inherit with a granddaughter, even if he's a Nasi, and the Jewish people don't listen to him, because that was what the Tzedukim wanted to do, and Rabbi Yechim Zakeh clearly said, the halacha is not like that, and rather the granddaughter, meaning the one who takes the place of the son, all the Yotzei Reich of the son come way before the daughter herself, and she does not inherit, even if it's being inherited by a granddaughter, meaning by her brother's daughter.